This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
So one thing I forgot to tell you guys about on my recent trip to San Francisco, which, yeah. By the way, if you missed the show yesterday when we started the show, do not believe what you read or hear in some agenda-driven media channels or Fox News.
I don't
News.
Read any of those things because I don't like being angry. You said it was beautiful and it was clean and you had a great time.
If you have heard that San Francisco is filled with homeless people, that it is dirty, that it is unsafe, that it is trashy, it is a lie. It is a lie. Oh, Scott, you just stayed on the highways. You never really went downtown. No, we did. Twice.
You were all over.
We went through Chinatown. We went through downtown. We went all over the downtown area because I wanted to see it.
Yeah.
And we went downtown not once, but twice. Downtown San Francisco is gorgeous. It is clean and it is safe. In 4 days on the ground in San Francisco, I saw two homeless people. I see two homeless people when I get off of I-35 to get into downtown.
Every large city has its issues. And I'm sure San Francisco is no different. But yes, I found it to be a stunningly beautiful place. And I told you this yesterday. I am so jealous you got to go to Alcatraz.
It's awesome.
That we are trying to maybe plan that trip next year.
So, and the tickets aren't obnoxious.
They're, no, like $100, didn't you
it's
say?
It's less than $100 a person.
But you can stay all day.
You can stay as long as you want.
I want to stay as long as I want.
Well, right. But I mean, we were there, we were on Alcatraz for about 2 hours. And I still think we didn't see it all.
Yeah.
But we had dinner reservations and we wanted to get back to the mainland. But anyway, one thing we did see a lot of, and I was really nervous a couple of times crossing the street at the sidewalk or at the crosswalk. There are Waymos everywhere.
Waymos.
The self-driving cars.
Oh.
Really? Dana, when I say everywhere, I mean, I'm trying to remember a time we were on a block where there was not a Waymo in traffic.
And you can tell because there's no driver.
Well, there is no driver, but they also... they're unique vehicles. I mean, they're like Teslas or whatever, but they've got these devices on the top, like a radar almost.
Yeah, cameras, sensors.
Yeah,
there are sensors on both the left and right side of the car. And we were walking down to the Fisherman's Wharf on Thursday of last week.
And you're talking my language. I'm an angler.
You're not an angler. You threw a line into the water once.
Tell me about the Fisherman's Wharf.
Okay, so anyway, we're going down to the Fisherman's Wharf, and there were more Waymos than I could count. And they are, I'm not saying I'm ready to get in one, but they are incredibly accurate.
How?
So,
well, you'd have to be, or they'd be killing pedestrians every 5 minutes.
So I saw one Waymo pull this maneuver. So imagine you're in traffic, okay?
Okay.
There is a car in front of the Waymo that is has its turn signal on to turn left onto some nondescript street.
Okay.
Okay? But about two or three car lengths in front of it is a car that's parked on the curb. Okay? Or okay. At the curb.
Yeah.
The Waymo went around the car that was getting ready to turn, was in the parking lane, and then zoomed back out.
Oh, God. Waymo, by the way, is not currently operating in Kansas City.
It is in San Francisco.
Their autonomous ride-hailing service, Waymo One, is available in Phoenix, San Francisco, LA, Austin, and Atlanta. This says Waymo does have plans to expand to other cities, but currently Kansas City is not on the list.
So this Waymo did this maneuver where it went around a car that was turning, got into the lane where cars were parked, and then zoomed back out between the turning car and the parked car. And I literally looked at Tasha and I go, that was a great move.
Yeah.
I said, that would be a move a driver would make, not a computer.
We had something within the last year called Neuro, N-U-R-O, which reminds me of the neurosurgeon you will need if this goes south. And in 2024, we had these in Kansas City with human beings in the driver's seat as like a testing, data collection, training module. They're not here yet. They were testing it here.
Okay.
It's coming. I'm telling you, it's coming.
They were everywhere. And it was,
but you didn't ride one?
No.
Why?
Because I had T's daughter to drive me everywhere.
Yeah, but I would do it just to say I did it. Hello, show prep.
I didn't know how to wave one down. I mean, it's not like a cab.
But it's an app which utilizes the internet on your phone. Did you see the story in the stack about the Tesla robo-taxis in Austin?
Is this a lawsuit?
Tell me.
They expanded their territory. And let's just say that Tesla had a little bit of fun with where they decided to expand their territory. So, there is a picture of the map.
I've got it.
Oh, my gosh. So, I see it.
So, Dana.
Put a circle over here.
How old is Elon Musk? So is he 12?
They've unveiled a map of the new robo-taxi expansion in Austin.
Circle over there.
Would you? Here is the picture.
Oh, no. I see it.
Would you care to describe it?
No. I'm good. It sort of looks like a gigantic middle finger, but not quite. It's... Think lower.
Would you think more phallic?
In your anatomy, it's lower.
More phallic-like?
Good Lord. Speaking of Waymo, they say in Austin, Tesla just doubled its robo-taxi service, and it is now larger in Austin than Waymo. Larger in scope.
Is it big?
It is, Scott. It's a large beacon of driverless power.
Yeah.
Stands tall.
Yeah.
It does stand tall. It's going to be hard to beat the competition. Mm,
firm.
I have friends who have stopped in those taxis and done it and sent me videos. And I think I would do it just to say for the show, like I did it.
Well, we were in traffic next to a guy in a Waymo, and he's in the back seat. And it was really, we were stopped at a stoplight.
Yeah.
In downtown San Francisco. And I look over and there's this guy in the back seat of a Waymo. And there's nobody in the front, which is really weird.
Oh, my God. I don't like it.
Which is really weird. And I'm just looking over there. You know, I'm 54 years old. I'm used to there being a driver. And I look over at this car, and I was trying to get his attention. But he was reading a book or looking at his phone or whatever, and he never looked over. I was going to be like, aren't you scared? Are you nervous? But he never looked over.
What if you're in the car and you have to be sick? Or you need to bail? Or you want out of that car? Question number one. Question number two, can someone else get in your car? Like, if some weirdo just, like, let's say you're looking at that guy, could you just open the car door and be like, hey, what's this like?
My guess is, like, with most modern cars,
no.
Once it reaches a certain speed, the doors lock.
Okay.
Would be my guess. I have
kidnapped
no idea.
By one of those things. I want someone else to do it first. I'm like you. I don't know that I'm there.
People have
yet.
Done it
no,
first.
No, but I want someone, like, with me, you do it, and then we'll talk about it, and then maybe in a year I'll think about it.
There have been those horror stories. We saw the Waymo in California that just stopped in the middle of the highway, a six-lane
just
highway.
Stopped.
It detected something that made it think it should stop.
It was lights from a distant police car.
And we're in lane three of a six-lane highway in rush hour, and the car has just stopped. Doors are locked. You can't get out.
Nope.
Try calling that customer service line, Nancy Miller.
Speaking of lines, did you hear, Nancy, if that's really your name, that Spectrum is sounding the alarm in Kansas City calling the latest act of sabotage, quote, domestic terrorism. Did you lose service? It's interesting because Scott and I are sitting in the studio right now and I'm trying to pull up the Golf Channel. And during a break, I said, what the heck is going on with these TVs? And Scott replies in an expletive that I cannot repeat on the air. I can't get CNN to turn on. Is this because some idiot hijacked the network, Sam?
Mine's working just fine.
Your cable's working fine?
Yeah.
Can we go to, I mean, my God, it's 2025, KMBZ. Can we get YouTube TV or something up in here?
Spectrum officials announced this week a 200% increase in attacks on its cable infrastructure so far this year, just in the state of Missouri, and they are calling it acts of domestic terrorism. The company says the attacks affect connectivity to government, to business, to residential customers, and several of you have been victims of several infrastructure attacks this year, including the June 20th one. Remember this, where the suspect deliberately went and just started cutting above ground cables. Why?
Are people still on cable?
It's more than that now, Scott. It's not just television. When they say connectivity to government, does your court services system go down? I'm asking, does your the ability to connect with your government online, does that go down?
Well, and if
do the phones go down?
What? Well, yeah.
If it was just cable at home, this would not be as dire as it is.
But don't most government services use Zoom or Cisco or whatever it is?
They still need an internet service. And if they cut the line to a tower or a beacon, you're not going to be able to get your streaming service anyway.
913-586-7798, 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart.
for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.